Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Well, howdy there, Internet people. It's Beau again. So today we are going to talk about balloons, planes, and pains. Two subjects that I would normally comment on, and then a third to provide some additional news to those who might be interested. And we'll start with that, the pain aspect. So over the last few months, as some of you may know, I have been dealing with an old injury that has been acting up. That's why I've been grimacing in a whole lot of videos. I have now had the surgery to have that corrected. So hopefully that'll be the end of that. And given the fact that I'm standing here, I'm assuming that everything went okay. Something y'all may not know about me is that I absolutely despise the way pain medication makes you feel. So I'm just kind of grinning and bearing it through this, which means that if we miss a normal upload time over the next few days, well, we miss a normal upload time over the next few days, and I'm not even going to feel bad about it. So there's a little update on that and an explanation of why we might miss a video time slot here or there. Okay, moving on to the actual news. A balloon is floating over the United States. Sounds familiar, right? And we've already established when it comes to this, you float around, you find out. A whole lot of people were demanding that Biden shoot down this balloon, saying that he was weak because he wasn't doing it, so on and so forth, trying to manufacture more outrage over a balloon, which, if you didn't catch it back then during all the sensationalized coverage, these things are super common. The actual surveillance overflights are really common. Surveillance overflights of various types happen all over the world all the time. There's probably one happening right now. That being said, the balloon that everybody is currently demanding be shot down, NORAD intercepted it and determined it was a hobbyist's balloon, not one from China. Sometimes it is good to have a clear picture of what you would want to shoot down before you blow it out of the sky. In possibly related news, in Ukraine, Russia is claiming that they blew one of their own mainstays out of the sky. Okay, there will be a video down below for context on this that goes over some of the reasons why this is important. A mainstay is not a normal aircraft. It's a Russian AWACS. It's a plane that can see a long way. It provides a lot of surveillance and reconnaissance information. This is the second one they've lost. They don't have enough of these to keep losing. Ukraine is claiming that they shot it down, which is very possible. Russia is saying that they accidentally shot it down themselves. My personal belief here is that Ukraine probably shot it down, and it's just too embarrassing for Russia to admit. Russia does not have enough of these things to lose. The generous estimate now is that they have 6 up and running. That's not enough. That's 6 for the entire country of Russia, not just to cover Ukraine. The low end of the estimates now suggests they have 3. They cannot keep losing these like this. There was a big question about whether or not Ukraine could duplicate knocking the first one out of the sky, whether or not they could do it again. Maybe they can, or maybe they just got lucky and Russia did it for them. Either way, as Ukraine gains access to air power, this is going to matter a lot. Russia cannot replace these. Russia can't keep losing these. They've already lost way more than they should have. Prior to the first Russian loss, The last one that was lost was a U.S. one, shot down by North Korean MiGs. It's been that long. These things are not normally lost. But this is going to have long range, pardon the pun, implications. Anyway, it's just a thought. Y'all have a good day.